Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to CUTV News Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn, your host. A fascinating show for you this afternoon. You know, without leadership and management teams and an organization working well together, the mechanics of running a business really don't matter. If you don't develop managers and leaders who can run the business when you're not there, your business is not going to be as profitable and successful as you want it to be. We have with us today, our guest is a certified executive and business coach. She's the founder of an organization known as the MSI Action Group, and they're headquartered in Calgary in Alberta in Canada. Her name is Cheryl Dick, and as she describes it, her passion is helping people move themselves and their business forward. She focuses on executive coaching because executive coaching helps the leadership and the teams and managers in an organization move past all the obstacles that seem to get in their way. And she knows if she can get them performing well, then their business will take off. You know, there are so many different kinds of coaches, and there are lots of business coaches available, as of course you know. Coaching has become such a big business lately. But unlike many coaches, Cheryl has walked in the shoes of business owners herself. She's done all the things that business owners do, and she recognized that she could relate to them and show them how to be successful. In 1990, she stepped out on her own to open her own first consulting company. Most executive coaches and consultants can't help their clients with their teams. Cheryl says she can. That's where her expertise has been for many, many years, how to put the right people together to get the right results. She trains her clients to be leaders, not from a structural perspective, but a mindset perspective. It's a big difference. And in this way, team members can step up when they have to, and the value is in the idea, not who it came from. And as a result, there's a lot less infighting and territory claiming. She has a knack for finding people who work well together, and so Cheryl says she can teach them the full spectrum, from learning how to deal with themselves to interaction and communication with colleagues and subordinates. Where executive coaching is about the interaction within the organization, business coaching is more about structural requirements, how it is to build new sales and new business, and what systems and programs need to be in place. How do you maintain customer service? Executive coaching, when it comes down to it, is how to win. Business coaching is how to play. So that's a little bit about our guest today. Cheryl Dick, again, is her name. She's in Alberta, in Canada, actually in Calgary, in Alberta. And it's a delight to welcome Cheryl Dick to our microphones. Cheryl, welcome. Good afternoon. Nice to have you with us. How are you today?
I am fabulous, Doug. How are you?
I'm good. I love the way you say fabulous. That means you're doing well. Tell me, just describe for me a little bit about the name of your organization. Don't describe the name. Name the organization. It's called the MSI Action Group. Describe it for me. What is the Action Group, the MSI Action Group?
So I have a philosophy that in order to help business owners to be successful, they need access to all the business-to-business services that they require. So I've created this organization, and the reason I call it a group is it's not only my team of experts that are actually part of the organization itself, it's the expanded team of collaborative experts that we reach out to when business owners need more expertise than what our core team has. I like the idea of the terminology of the group because it's all about the team. Everyone works together, and the team is successful.
So when someone comes to you, when a business leader comes to you, well, let me clarify. Let's talk first. Do you work primarily with individuals, or do you work working for companies and groups, or is it both?
We can work with individuals, but we largely focus on business owners and their teams, from small business up to big corporate multinational organizations.
And when they bring you in, what is their goal? What are they looking for?
That's a very good question. It usually varies quite a bit. We get together with a business owner and we talk about the gaps in their organization to make sure that we align what we're going to do with them specifically for their needs. It could be we're coming in to do to help them develop their team, both their professional skills, their communication skills, how they interact together. We could be coming in to help them evolve their leadership and their management teams so that the business owner doesn't have to be there all the time. And eventually that leads also to succession planning. If we end up doing other things more on the business coaching side, we go in and we help them with the structural fundamentals of the business. So it really depends. We do a gap analysis first, and we come up with a plan and an approach and a strategy that is very specific to each business.
Do these companies, are they necessarily in trouble, you know, at the point they bring you in? Have they been failing and they know they need help because business is not as good as it should be? Or are they doing fine, but the leaders just have decided that, you know, maybe we need some help here to help better assemble our organization? How would you answer that?
Well, it does vary. In Alberta right now, the economic times are tough, so a lot of businesses are coming to us to help them restructure themselves and change direction, maybe change their target markets, building business plans. My core team has the skill set to help business owners get funding that they need. So if a business wants to grow but they're struggling right now financially, we can help them find the sources to help them grow. Our preference is to work with businesses that are not in trouble, though we can help some of the people that are in trouble. We're not miracle workers, but we can help them if they come to us. We prefer to work with the businesses that are not in trouble and wanting to grow and expand and develop their teams and their business.
Okay, well, that's good. I really should point out, I mean, you're in Alberta, in Canada. Do you work primarily with companies in Canada, or do you also work with companies in the U.S.?
I will work with any businesses that reach out to us. Most of our businesses are in Canada. However, we do have a couple of businesses that we are working with that are in the U.S., If a business reaches out to us and wants to work with us, anywhere in the world, really, we'll work with them.
And explain to me how the relationship begins. It sounds like you, if a company engages you, calls you, and brings you in, it's like is it a team approach that comes in? I mean, it's not just you. You bring your team with you?
I have a quick conversation usually with the business owner and determine from their perspective, what their challenges are. We send them a questionnaire that just helps them get their thought processes rolling, and it gives us a perspective on where they think their challenges are. From those two conversations, I will decide who on my team will come with me to the meeting, or if it's somewhere else in the world with me on the call with the business owner. And from there, we will work on the next steps and the plan to move them forward.
And I assume that most of this work is done in person with the companies. Would that be right, or do you get to the point where you do a lot of it by telephone?
We do a mixture, actually. Most of the team building we do is in person. If I find that the challenges the company's facing are very much team and cultural associated, I like to be on site so that I can get a sense of what's going on and I can sense the stresses and see what the dynamics are of the organization. We can and do coach on the phone. So it just depends on what we're working on. Our workshops are face-to-face, so even if a company is somewhere else other than where our office is, we can go to them to do the team-building workshops and that sort of thing. it really depends on what is the best for the organization at that point in time.
And give me an idea of the kinds of clients you primarily work with. For example, I know you work with a lot of startups, but that's just the beginning. Describe the various kinds of companies that you work with primarily.
So most of our focus is on companies that are in growth mode, and typically they have multiple levels of leadership in the organization. Most of the companies we work with are service or construction or energy sector and technology companies. It doesn't matter. Our methodologies work in any business, but those seem to be the ones that are currently reaching out to us for help. And our sweet spot for the leadership training that we like to do so much is really a company that's 10-plus people, because they're starting to get into an environment where their dynamics start to evolve in the organization. And that's where the stresses of communication start to show up. And it's a perfect time for us to start to train the team so that as they grow, the team starts to train the new team as they come in. So you really create a culture if you get them at the right time.
That's good. And I understand that many of them are big corporate multinational organizations as well, right?
Yes.
All right,
do me
a favor. Cheryl, I love the way you put it, that you've walked in the shoes of business owners. Tell me a little bit about your background. What did you do before you formed the MSI Action Group?
Oh, of course. I started working in the corporate world in the 80s. And in 1990, I stepped out on my own and created my first consulting company. What I realized is what I was doing for these corporations, I could do for lots of people at the same time. So that consulting company, my forte was I'd go into the companies and help them put the company back on track. We'd evolve the teams, build new business processes and new technologies, and really help them move their company forward from a strategic perspective. Those years doing that led me to evolve it into what is now called MSI Action Group. And we really just kept adding toolkits on top of what we were already doing in the consulting world. And it really was an evolution. But when I stepped out in 1990, there wasn't a lot of the support structures there were today, so I had to pretty well learn from the school of hard knocks. Try it. If it worked, great. If it didn't, try something else. And so I can impart on all the business owners now all of those experiences that I have had over the years and hopefully help them to accelerate past those challenges rather than have to go through the same trial and error that I went through.
And what about the team that you've assembled to work with you? Are most of those fairly experienced people as well?
Yes. Everyone on the team that is in a core coaching and consulting role has 15-plus years of experience in what they do. And it's a diverse team, so we can cover a very broad spectrum of areas of expertise.
And tell me, I love your description of the difference between executive coaching and business coaching, and you do both, isn't that right?
Yes, we do.
Talk to me about the differences between those two, business coaching and executive coaching.
Okay. So executive coaching, to me, is creating the team and the managers and the leaders to move an organization forward. It's the way the team is going to win in the long run. The core team, the dynamics of that team, how they take responsibility, how they interact, is critical to the organization and its growth. If a company doesn't have a really strong team to build on, they won't be as successful as they could have been if they'd taken the time to train the team. So executive coaching is helping the organization win by building the team and people fundamentals and the people resources required for their success, whereas business coaching, to me, is like the building blocks. It's the fundamental structures of the organization, and it's like creating your playbook for how you're going to do your business. It's all your business processes and procedures. It's your sales processes. It's your marketing. It's who you target. It's your cash flow management systems and your financial systems. It's all the structures that come together. So the combination of those two, of executive and business coaching, brings together everything that a company needs. But a lot of people, they work on the foundation, but they don't work on the team. So they miss pieces. So when we bring it together, we really help the organizations be successful.
Wow. Sounds like you go over almost every aspect of the way the company functions. That's pretty complete. Does it make any difference what kind of company you're working with? I mean, what are the typical businesses that the companies you deal with, what are they in? You say multinational companies, but, I mean, it doesn't matter what industry it is, does it?
No, it doesn't matter. The approaches we use work in any industry. A lot of the companies that reach out to us are everything from manufacturing to construction, engineering companies. We've done a lot of work with engineering companies, service industry companies, so anyone that services either another business or a clientele. Something like electricians and plumbers and IT companies, they're all service companies. It really doesn't matter. It's more fundamental that they want to grow and they want to build a team to be successful.
And when you do start engaging with a company, how long typically will you work with them to help them straighten themselves out, I guess is an interesting way to put it, or help get them on the right foot? I mean, it doesn't happen overnight with an organization, does it?
No, it doesn't. We typically work with a company a year or more. We've had some shorter engagements because someone had something specific to work on, but we find to really get their pace and get their momentum and the growth they want, we really need to work with them for a year or more. And a lot of our clients I've had around since we founded the MSI Action Group.
And how long has that been? When did you find it?
So
I think you told me.
MSI Action Group was founded in 2009. So we've had some of the clients that we work with since 2009. And their needs change, so we just keep evolving what we're working on with the organization.
Well, you know, it just sounds like fascinating what you do. I'd love for you to give me an example of a company that you've taken under your wings. I ask for success stories every now and then. Give me a typical example of one of your clients that obviously needed help when they came to you, and maybe now things are much better. Could you do that?
Absolutely. I have in mind an engineering company. I've worked with a few engineering companies. When they came to me, they were really struggling with the growth of their team in the company and the team dynamics in the company. And they weren't sure how to fix the problem. And because they're engineers, engineers tend to be, especially construction engineers, which is what they were, they tend to be more blue-collar, hardworking, not really people-centered individuals. So they were really struggling when the team had conflict. They were really struggling to bond. And it was funny. At first, they thought it was kind of fluffy what I was doing with them. And one of the guys actually said that. He goes, "This is kind of fluffy," and didn't really understand what we were doing. But it didn't take very long until they started to see that the work we were doing and the communication work we were doing, which is where we started, help the group to evolve so that they could actually interact better. And they started seeing better results immediately. And as we kept working on things and adding things to their toolkit and their communication skills, the process just kept building and building. And we eventually took them outside to so that they were better communicators with their clients. We added those new communication skills to their proposals and their estimates with clients, with their project management, in all facets. And what started happening with the company is not only did the internal team start to see the changes, but their clients started commenting on what was changing in the organization and how great it was for these people to be interacting better with the clients, which was actually helping them to get more clients and more business. So it was like a light bulb went on for them, and they just started to excel.
Sounds to me like you do an awful lot for these companies. How involved do you get with them, and how long does it take to do that kind of thing? I mean, it almost sounds like you take up residence within the company to start training people in all these various areas. It can't be that way, I know, but how much presence do you have within the organization?
Depends on the company, but we're usually there every week or every other week. And we're there for a period of anywhere from 2 to 4 hours and longer if we're doing workshops. It really depends on what the company needs. We're there to trigger change. So we're not there to do it. The big difference between what I used to do as a consultant and what I do now is we go in and we implement methodologies and teach them new approaches. It's up to them to actually implement them. Whereas in the consulting world, when I was in the consulting world, we actually did the work for the clients and were on site all the time. But in the coaching world, we're teaching them the activities or the things or the methodology, the tools they need to implement. They go away and work on it, and they access us or work with us as they need it. So we're really teaching them to stand on their own 2 feet and grow as an organization.
That's amazing. I'd like to ask you a little bit, because I saw a reference of something you had written about the way people work that is different. And I'm talking about what you refer to as the new generation of workers, the millennials. You say their whole idea of work is different. I found that pretty amazing. Expand on that, if you would, a little bit.
Yes. So the majority of business owners today, or at least the older business owners today, are all baby boomers, which means they were born 1964 or earlier. And the baby boomers were very hardworking. They worked excessive hours. They would work 9 to 5. They would get into a structure and they would just stay with the structure. The millennials and the next generations, or the next gens, as people are often calling them. So that's the X, Y, and millennials. They want to work differently. They want to remove hierarchy, and they want to work on results and idea processes. They don't care about hierarchy. They don't care about 9 to 5. They don't want to work a fixed schedule. They want to have a life. So their interest in having their life balance is much, much higher. And they're motivated, and they want to be recognized for the job they do and the results they get. And organizations are going to have to evolve so that they can handle those changes in thought processes and the flexible workplace that these new generations are demanding.
How do the baby boomers handle working with the new generation, the millennials, when, you know, if they're expecting to work different ways, they don't want a fixed schedule, you know, they don't believe in hierarchy. Is it hard getting them to work together? Is that one of the things you have to work with in the companies that have these kind of employees?
Yes, so we have to spend a fair bit of time educating between the two groups. So it's not just the baby boomers have to evolve and the millennials don't have to do anything, or the millennials have to evolve and the baby boomers don't have to. We need to educate both groups so they understand the differences between the two groups, appreciate the values of each other, and learn how to communicate and bridge the gap between those generations. And when we do that, they start to get they start to figure out how to work better together and operate within those environments.
That just sounds like a pretty fascinating point of view between in a company with new employees who come in, because things are changing, no question about it. But the millennials are great workers, though. They turn out to be great employees, even though they may have different outlooks, right?
Yes, that's true. You just need to figure out how to motivate them and how to make them feel like their input and their results matter.
Talk to me a little bit about how you like doing what you're doing now. It's obviously different from what you did in your careers, but this is pretty fascinating work. Do you love what you're doing?
I love what I do. I love watching business owners and their teams evolve, and I love watching the commitment of the team members to the goals and direction of the organization, and I love watching it all mesh together and excel the company forward. That's what gives me satisfaction when I'm working with businesses. It's not about how much money we can make from an organization. It's how big of results we can get and how we can help them move forward.
Well, you have a great website. It's MSIActionGroup.com, MSIActionGroup.com. And if you look on there, there are so many different things that you offer to companies. And, of course, one of the primary ones is that you help increase their sales conversion and lead generation, increased engagement with clients and successful building of long-term client relationships, increased cash control and predictable control systems that expand with growth, and decreased chaos. I love that. What do you mean by that, decreased chaos? I can imagine, but you tell me.
Well, a lot of organizations, when we start working with them, they've got so many things going on, and they're trying to Band-Aid so many things in the organization because maybe it's not well-developed or it's out of control, that it becomes a very chaotic environment for them. So when we start working with them and we start plugging the gaps in their processes and teams and fundamental structures, we start to remove and decrease the chaos in the organization and start building stability and momentum forward.
Okay, that's good. And quickly, in about a minute, tell me, what about the think tank training room that you have? What is that?
I wanted to come up with a new terminology for a training room because we actually use it for multi-purpose. So it's a training room, so we can hold seminars and workshops, but we also use it for mastermind and brainstorming sessions with our clients. And what that means is we will get potentially multiple clients together or a client team together. We'll take them into this training room, which has a full wall of whiteboard, and we will spend a large chunk of time brainstorming their direction of the company or the next steps they need to take or overcoming challenges. So I wanted to consider it more of a think tank where they come up with the new ideas and the new direction.
I get the gist of it. That's very interesting. We have just about run out of time. Our guest has been Cheryl Dick. She is the founder of the MSI Action Group in Calgary in Alberta. And as I pointed out, you have a really, really good website. I would encourage any of our listeners to go there and look at the website to discover just exactly what they offer. It's the MSIActionGroup.com, MSIActionGroup.com. And Cheryl, I thank you so much. You've been very enlightening on your outlook and the way you work with companies. And I thank you for taking the time to be with us. Okay?
Thanks, Doug, for having me.
Listen, it's been a real pleasure to have you. We've enjoyed it very, very much. And that'll do it for this edition of CUTV News Radio, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Have a nice day wherever you are. See you next time. Bye for now.